Well, good morning. It is a privilege for me to share the Word of God with you. So, before we start, let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for this privilege that we have to come before you this morning, before the throne of grace. Father, we just ask you for wisdom as we take in your Word and as we fellowship with you in our worship. We ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, the topic for today, I was thinking about the power of prayer. How we as believers pray before the throne of grace, before our Father in heaven. Because there are so many misconceptions about prayer. How does God answer our prayer? And the other topic is also kind of goes together, which is spirituality. Many people believe that they are spiritual because they did something. So there's a misconception that they always, you know, get in churches today. They don't really understand what's to be filled with the Spirit. They always think about being spiritual means something else. So, as we know, at the moment of salvation, the Holy Spirit indwells us. At the moment of salvation, at that time when we say, yes, we accept the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, we are filled with the Holy Spirit. That's the first thing that gives us eternal life. But we are filled with the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit indwells us. So we have what you call the dunamis, the power. That's where we got the word dynamite. But the power of God in us. You know, the energy of God. But the power of God, which is gives us the strength. And in Romans chapter 8, verse 1, we have what it says, there's no condemnation to those who are in Christ. So we got two topics right here where we are bought with the blood of Jesus. The pastor just finished a series of the blood, a tremendous series that one day we're going to put in Spanish so they get it all over the world. But those who are in Christ Jesus. So we know that we are indwelled with the Holy Spirit, that we are in Christ Jesus. So we can't lose our salvation. But what happens when we sin? That's the question. What happens when we sin? So as soon as we sin, we break fellowship with God, God the Father. Our prayers will not be answered because God is holy. We are in carnality. Our flesh is doing all the work. Our prayers will not go to heaven. We're just bouncing the ceiling. It's not going to go through. That's what happens. So, you know, as it is in it is a huge issue between Christians these days. If you take a survey in the United States, most Americans, they will say 74 to 76% are Christians, which they don't have a clue of what Christianity is all about. They have the name Christians, but they don't know what their personal relationship with God is. So, and at the same time, they're praying. And they always claim that God doesn't answer their prayers. Why? Because they're not in fellowship with God. God is holy. You know, if we're in carnality, He's not going to listen to our prayers. So how do we fix that? Well, the another thing that we have, if you survey spirituality, if you ask somebody what that spirituality means, they will give you a bunch of answers of what spirituality is. They wouldn't give you that you're filled with the Spirit. Spirituality for them thinking that they're going to give up something. They just stop doing this and that. So, as we know, in 1 John 1:9, so how do we go back in fellowship after we sin? Pastor talked about this a few months ago, to be in fellowship. But that's, what does it mean to be in fellowship? 1 John, if you don't mind, turn to 1 John 1:9. That's where it says, if we confess our sins, God is faithful to do what? God is faithful to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. First of all, to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. First of all, to forgive us because of what Christ has done on the cross. As soon as we pray to God the Father, in fact, this is the only prayer that an unbeliever in carnality can do. This is the only prayer that God you know, when he names his sins before the Father, that's the only prayer he can do. But God is going to hear him. Any other prayers, the God is going to hear, but it's out of the question. So we pray to God the Father. So the Greek word for pure is the word basically katharizo, which is the word pure. That means to cleanse, free from filth. It's actually the same word. The same word that is used when you used to cleanse somebody from leprosy. It is the same word. Katharizo. God also mentions the word unrighteousness. The Bible says, well, I ask for forgiveness. That's my sin. So what does unrighteousness mean? You know, it's in the same verse. People read the first verse, but they don't read the second word that is there. To cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's the word adikia. So all the things that we have done that we don't even know that we did. You know what I'm saying? But when we ask for forgiveness, God cleanses the whole thing. Not just what that one thing you did, but you're in fellowship back with Him. So, including our guilt. How many times do we do that? Pastor talked about that. You know, when Christ bore our sins, He cleansed the whole thing, even our guilt. Everything. What do? We confess it, but the guilt is always behind us. All unrighteousness. Even the guilt goes with the package, basically. So He cleansed the whole thing. He cleanses the whole thing. Like I said, sometimes we ask God to forgive us, and that guilt still attacks us. Why did I do that? I should not have done that. And you already asked for forgiveness. You're done. So, when we confess our sins, it is forgiven, it is forgotten. Thrown in the deepest part of the ocean, as far as the east is from the west, never to be mentioned again. Before God, it looks like this blank page. That's it. What do? We bring it back. God says, I forgot about it. What sin are you talking about? Now, there are three categories of prayer which are received by God the Father. Prayer from the Son. That's found in Hebrews chapter 7, 25. Prayer from God the Holy Spirit. That's found in Romans chapter 8, 26 and 27. That's where He intercedes our prayers to God. Sometimes we don't know how to pray. The Holy Spirit intercedes our prayers, and He takes to God the Father and is put in order to be able to be answered. You know? Prayer from God the Holy Spirit, basically, that's where He intercedes for us. Prayer from the believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16, where it says, to draw to the throne of grace with confidence, that we may receive mercy. So when we pray, we don't pray and tell God that we won't do it again. We're sinners. We're going to sin. That's the first thing the believer does. Lord, I won't do it again. They plan to play a game with the Lord. Like, yeah, sure, but you're not going to do it again. The Lord says, you can do it again. Peter says, I will never forsake you. What's the first thing he did? Not once, but three times. We're going to do it again. But that's why the cross is there. So, we name the sin. We name the sin. Menanoia. We name the sin. We cite the sin. We don't say we're not going to do it again. We're going to confess it to the Father. When you pray to God the Father in the name of the Son, in the power of the Holy Spirit. So, in the name of the Father, we pray. Through the Son, He made it possible. To the power of the Holy Spirit, the dunamis, the power that makes it happen. We don't pray to Jesus directly. God the Father is the author of the plan. So even God has steps how to pray to Him. You hear people always praying, dear sweet Jesus, that Jesus Christ is in that trough. He's sitting on the right hand side of the Father, interceding for us. So we pray to the Father in the name of Jesus, through the power of the Holy Spirit. Do not pray thoughtlessly. For example, you don't need to pray for the Lord to be with you or any other believer. Why is that? He's already in you. He's already with you. So why do you pray to God, be with me? You are a child of the King. You're filled with the Spirit. He's in you already. So why do we pray to say, be with me? That's not making sense, is it? But we always pray like that. Don't say, be with me. He's already in you, and He has promised never to leave you or forsake you. That's His promise. Matthew 28, verse 20. Also Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. Instead, thank the Lord for His continual presence in you. As is found in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 6. You don't need to pray to God to give you love for another person. It sounds ridiculous. We would learn about agape love. Because He has already poured out His love within you. Romans chapter 5, verse 5. And He has commanded and enabled you to love. 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 to 12. Pray instead for His wisdom. James chapter 1, verse 5. And leading, which is found in Romans chapter 8, verse 4. Also in Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. I wish we had time to go to all those verses because it gives you more sense of what that says. To show you how to demonstrate love to others. As a true believer, you don't need to pray to be freed from the power of sin. Because you already have been freed. Romans chapter 6, verse 1. You are the clean. You've been freed from that already. Thank the Lord that He has provided you freedom from the power of sin and keep on presenting yourself as a living sacrifice to Him. Which is found in Romans chapter 6, verse 6 to 7, and chapter 12, verses 1 to 2. You don't need to pray for help in either putting off the old sin nature or putting on the new righteous self, because that was already accomplished at salvation. Romans chapter 6, verse 6 to 11. Also Galatians 2, verse 12. Pray instead for wisdom, grace, and help in putting off the practices of the old sin nature. Putting off the new righteous practices. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15 and 16. Also James 1, verse 15. Again, these prayers are heard when you are in fellowship. When you are practicing 1 John 1, 9. When you are rebounded. And then you are spiritual again. You are spiritual because you have the Holy Spirit living in you. That's why you are spiritual. You are spiritual because you have the Holy Spirit dwelling in you. We are spiritual now. Now we can pray to God and our prayers will be answered. It will be answered in time, in the future, or in eternity. But they will be answered. So God the Father says, definitely, I will answer, I hear your prayers. You're in fellowship, He's going to answer your prayers. You may want it right now, but He knows our lives and He's going to say, in time, I will answer your prayers. You may need a need today. And we will pray for that car. Make sure that we pray for that car with four wheels and it's a blue collar. Or whatever color you like. Or that college that you want to go. Whatever it is. But it has to be in a form what is towards the will of God. So, our labor. Once we are in fellowship, all what we do in our labor for the cross. All what we do then. So when we are in fellowship, as we go and knock on those doors. See, if we are out of fellowship, when we are knocking on those doors, and then we are doing the energy of the flesh. If we are out of fellowship, that doesn't count a thing. When we're knocking on those doors, if we are in fellowship, it's counting in eternity. You see what I'm saying? You guys traveled a lot last night. But imagine if you were doing that in the energy of the flesh. It means nothing. But when you are in fellowship before your holy God, that's not wood, hay, and stubble anymore. It's precious stones. You see what I'm saying? Before the bema seat of Christ, that's what's going to count. When we're out of fellowship, when we're in carnality, you see a lot of those Christians doing that every day. Here they are with their posters. They think and they're helping God. God doesn't need our help. And those are believers. They fight in abortion, they fight in homosexuality. Believers. God doesn't need our help. You know what I'm saying? So when we are definitely going to the little counties and knocking on doors, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ, we make sure that we're in fellowship when we do that. Because we're all going to be before the bema seat of Christ. And what's going to happen? Our Lord's going to take all those things and He's going to say, well, you did this in the energy of the flesh. Please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 12. And it says, now, if any man builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each man's work will become evident, for the day will show it because it is to be revealed with fire. And the fire itself will test the quality of each man's work. See? If any man's work which he has built on it remains, he will receive a reward. If any man's work is burned up, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire. So everything that we do in the energy of the flesh, it will be burned with fire. Everything you did in the energy of the Holy Spirit, when you fill with the Spirit, you're in fellowship with God, it's going to be precious stones. So basically, at the bema seat of Christ, we're going to receive our rewards then. Most people that did in the energy of the flesh, they got to say, well, I did this in your name. In your name, we even did miracles. But there won't be those, you know, those ones that they believe that believers as well. But it won't happen. They won't have anything. Only the things that we did under the energy of the flesh and the Spirit will count as precious stones. The rest is burned up. So how do you know the gold is perfect? Usually they say that when you see your reflection in that gold, that means it's pure. That's how it is. We're pure before God. We are cleansed before God. It's done once and for all. Before our holy God, we are holy. The righteousness of Christ was imputed unto us. Now we have the righteousness of Christ seated at the right hand side of the Father. When we ask for forgiveness, God the Father looks at the Son. The Son says, yes, I die for him. I die for her. And that is all the issue between man and God. So, as we pray, we make sure that we're praying correctly. And that we're doing all what we do in labor, the works that we do for the Lord, we're doing in energy of the Holy Spirit. That we are in fellowship. That are we before, when you go before the throne of grace, you are Spirit-filled. And God is going to answer our prayers in the name of Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit. But that's the short. But I can share this for 3 days, but you know, it is the short little emphasis that I had between prayer and spirituality. Because most people think that they are spiritual because they done something. They quit smoking, or they quit dancing, they quit drinking. Any unbeliever can do that. Any unbeliever can do that. Any unbeliever can quit smoking. Any unbeliever can quit drinking. And I'm not saying that it's good for the believer, but you know, it's not what makes you spiritual. What makes you spiritual is being filled with the Holy Spirit that indwells on you. As soon as you sin, that fellowship is broken. Darkness and light cannot be together. It's impossible. Sin and a holy God cannot be together. It is impossible. So as we approach the throne of grace, if we are out of fellowship, He is not going to answer our prayers. The other thing is also, you know, I have another lesson prepared also, 9 reasons why God doesn't answer our prayers. Because things that we do. There's reasons why God doesn't answer it. But if we approach Him in the right way, He will answer our prayers. So this is the short lesson for this morning.